We are going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on Labor Day, Monday, September 4th. You can head over to Steel String Brewery's Pluck Farm on 54 right by Saxbaha for a Labor Day concert for living wages. It's going to support Orange County Living Wage. 2 to 6 p.m. live music from a couple of our favorites. If you listen to Live and Local on a regular basis or just listen to the music throughout the day, you'll hear Blue Cactus, Mellow Swells. They're both going to be there, plus the East Chapel Hill High School Jazz Band as well. Admissions free, but they're accepting donations, and 10% of sales will benefit Orange County Living Wage as well. You can find them online at orangecountylivingwage.org. Joining us in the studio to talk about all of that are two special guests. Debbie Everly is the new board chair of Orange County Living Wage, and Mark Markopoulos is with Markopoulos Construction, which was the first certified living wage business in Orange County. Debbie, Mark, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So before we get into Orange County Living Wage, tell us about the concert. That was the 15-second summary, but what's it all going to entail? Debbie?
We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have, like you said, some really great bands out there. We're going to be there, and we are going to have some food trucks, so that's going to be fun, and we're going to be hopefully having some employees and some employers talking between bands about how living wages have affected their lives for the better.
And a super cool space, too. I love
Absolutely. It's really fun out there. Lots of grassy open areas. They have games, and it's just a really great venue.
There's a garden where they grow a lot of the herbs and plants that they use in the brewing. It's fantastic. It's out in my neck of the woods. I'm so proud to have them out there.
Yeah, and we're really grateful for their support. They've been really great and generous.
Super fun. And the funds raised will go to Orange County Living Wage. What do you use the funds for?
Absolutely. We're using them to support our new 3-year strategic plan. We are going to be hiring, and we are in the process of hiring, a part-time executive director. So that'll be a first for us. We've been largely volunteer-driven by a very active board since the beginning. And we're going to be using to increase our support of employers, certified living wage employers, and their employees, plus, you know, employers who want to become living wage employers. We're going to be, you know, giving them support for that.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Debbie Everly and Mark Markopoulos, talking about the Labor Day concert for living wages, Monday, September 4th. That's Labor Day, 2 to 6 p.m. at Pluck Farm on 54 West, supporting Orange County Living Wage. And again, orangecountylivingwage.org is the website. And for folks who don't know, what should people know about Orange County Living Wage as an organization, the work that you do, and the issue that you're addressing?
Well, we support certified living wage employers in the area. We believe that the $7.25 minimum wage that's a federal standard since 2009 is just abysmal. And we love that we have a lot of employers in the area who are willing to pay folks a living wage. We calculate that every year. Employers are certified for 2 years. And right now that's $16.60 for those not having insurance for their employees, and $15.10 for those who do provide at least 50% of insurance or health insurance. And this allows people to, you know, pay their bills, buy diapers, buy medicine, not make choices between those things, which a lot of folks who are making less than the $16.60 are having to do.
One thing that it does that a lot of people don't think about is it infuses the local economy with money.
Yes.
I mean, people have more spending power, and it has a really positive and strong effect on the local economy.
Absolutely. And Mark, you can tell us for firsthand experience, but what we hear from a lot of our certified employers is that employees are happier, there's better morale, and they stay longer. And it's just a really great way to infuse money into the local economy.
And beneficial for the businesses, too.
It is. My customers are always very happy to know that I'm being fair with my employees. It is good for business, there's no doubt.
Speaking again with Mark Markopoulos, you just heard him, Debbie Everly as well from Orange County Living Wage. OrangeCountyLivingWage.org is the website for more information. And before we get back to the concert, just real quick on the success story of Orange County Living Wage as an organization, because some of the numbers from the last, is it 8 years now that you've been around as an organization, the impact that you've had on the community has been pretty significant.
Absolutely, yes, it has been. And we're really excited. We're going to announce this at the concert. We'll give you all a first look here. One of the data points that we calculate are when a living wage employer comes on as a certified employer, sometimes they're already paying a living wage. But there are those who are not paying a living wage or the are calculated living wage. And so we keep track of how much wages those employers have increased the salaries of their employees to become a living wage employers. And we just hit the $3 million mark since the founding of Orange County Living Wage in 2015. That's so we're incredible. Really proud of that.
That's incredible. Yeah, the impact of this movement and this organization has been phenomenal. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of grassroots organizations and efforts in this area. And I think this is the one that I think has had the most impact. When you think of the thousands of people it's affected, plus its impact on the local economy, it's just been a phenomenal success.
Details about the show. It's coming up on Monday, Labor Day. Perfect day to support the living wage movement. 2 to 6 p.m. on 54 near Saxbaugh Hall. Pluck Farm, Steel String Brewery's site out there. What should folks know?
Come out, bring a chair. Drink some Steel String wonderful beer. Support the food trucks that are out there. We're going to have a Mediterranean food truck, kind of a home cooking fried fish and french fries food truck, and ice cream. So nice. We're really excited about that. We're going to have a few of our certified living wage employers out there tabling. So certainly visit them, visit our table. And we're going to have T-shirts for sale, which we're really excited about. It's just going to be a really fun event.
And bring your kids. Steel String is very...
Absolutely.
Pluck Farm is very kid-friendly.
Yes. Yep.
It's one of the great things about it.
And I can vouch for the music. All of these bands are fantastic, so head on out and check that out. We're speaking with Debbie Everly and Mark Markopoulos, and as we wrap up this conversation, folks want to know more about Orange County Living Wage. They want to get involved. Maybe they've got a business that they're thinking about getting certified. What do they do? Where do they go?
Well, they go to our website, orangecountylivingwage.org. We have all of that information there, from our information about if you'd like to become a part-time, you know, put your application in for a part-time executive director, the event coming up, who we are, what we do. There's also a job board on there. Our living wage employers put, you know, open jobs on there, so it's a great place to go. And if you're looking for a job.
And I am with Skajaja, which is one of the living
yes.
wage employers, and we've got a job posted up there right now. So
yes.
I can vouch for the fact that it works.
Yes, it does.
That's great.
Yeah. OrangeCountyLivingWage.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, 2 to 6 p.m. Head over to Steel String Brewery's Pluck Farm, 54 near Saxbaugh Hall, for the concert for living wages. Live music from Blue Cactus, Mellow Swells, and the East Chapel Hill High School Jazz Band. Food trucks, information, a lot of fun for the whole family, and funds will benefit Orange County Living Wage.
Thank you. And can I give a quick shout out to our sponsors?
Go for it.
Okay. So for our sponsors, we're really grateful for them. And this being our first year for this fundraiser, we have Brandwine's Bagels, Cedar Grove Law, Markopoulos Construction, Will Johnson Building Company, JKP Accounting, Coastal Credit Union, Binkley Church, and Kathleen Shapley Quinn, MD, and Todd Shapley Quinn, MD. Kathleen is a founder of a newly certified business, Carolina Advocates for Climate Health and Equity.
Awesome. Again, support all those businesses as well. You can get the full list of certified businesses online on the directory at orangecountylivingwage.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Aaron.